Few events in sports are as tense as Game 7 of a World Series. Tonight, one game decides which championship drought will end. The Cleveland Indians at 68 years or the Chicago Cubs at 108 years.
Now, if you don't exactly have a rooting interest in either team, we ask superfans of each side to try to win you over. Sherry Sweeney is a lifelong Indians fan from Ohio.
It's a great group of guys, and I just feel like this is our year.
And Marcus Gilmer is a Cubs fan living in enemy territory in Cleveland. He married into an Indians family.
I'm prepared to sleep on the couch for a week if I have to after tonight.
Marcus Gilmer thinks Chicago's longer history of struggle should sway you, as well as the memories of all those great players who came up short over the years.
Guys like Fergie Jenkins and Ernie Banks, Andre Dawson, Ryan Sandberg, and of course the late, great Ron Santo. Terrific players, and never got to see a World Series championship, and I really hope to see them win tonight just for those guys to be a part of this.
Sherry Sweeney feels Chicago's identity is already a positive one, but Cleveland really needs this.
For a lot of my life, I've been almost embarrassed to tell people I'm from Cleveland. For so long, it's been, the mistake on the lake and the burning river, and we've been through a lot of loss.
And after the Cleveland Cavaliers won the NBA championship in June, she saw the city stand up a little taller.
Everybody was just kind of like, yeah, you know, now they know, now the world knows that Cleveland can compete too, that we're a great place.
Finally, Marcus Gilmer says if you're a Cubs fan, you're in good company with stars like Bill Murray, our own Scott Simon.
And Eddie Vedder. He's got a pretty great song called Go All the Way. It gives us hope. It gives us hope tonight's the night.
There's magic in the eye, in the old scoreboard.